So first of all, I'm going to just briefly introduce Dr. Chang to the Chinese congregation. For the English congregation, you already know him quite well. 我首先在这里很简单的就跟各位先介绍一下我们今天的讲员。我不知道你中文名字是什么。陈胜汉博士。那么Dr. Kevin Chan, 他是跟我还有郑牧师呢以前在这个Western Seminary 读书的时候我们就曾经同学过一段时间。那么后来呢我还有一段时间在学希伯来文的时候呢那么 Dr. Chan 是在那个时候 是教我的希伯来文。他还是我的老师不但是我的同学还是我的老师。所以你可以想象他的这个程度哈。那么我们这几天那么他在他后来又去继续去念这个念完博士学位以后呢现在目前在Tennessee 州的 Union College, 教这个希伯来文跟教新旧约圣经。那么我们今天会先请他来为我们分享一段这个信息。And then I'm going to introduce you to the English congregations, our Chinese speaker, Dr. Reverend Feng, who is also the father of two of our young person here, Martin and Francis, right? And there's another one, Torrance is not here. And Dr. Feng, he came from Hong Kong, and he went to England and got his PhD degree, and then he came back. And then as far as I know, he taught in the Christian Witness Seminary and taught many different places. And then he just started a new pastorate position with the Home of Christ, the Fourth Home of Christ in Saratoga, just this month. So with a new assignment, he still took the time to be with us for this retreat. We're really grateful. So now I'd like to invite Dr. Chan. Yes.
Thank you, Uncle Richard, for the very gracious introduction. I don't need to be called Dr. anything.
我很感谢啊，感谢各位的好意，但是请各位不要称我为博士。
It makes me feel like I'm working.
让我感觉到好像在这里做工一样。
But really, it's an honor to be with you this morning.
但其实我实在是很荣幸能够在这里跟各位一起聚会。
I'm pretty sure that I don't have the wisdom or experience to speak to you.
我深深感觉到我并没有这样的智慧来向各位来宣讲什么信息。
But I trust God. I trust God.
但是我信任神。
And working through your church and through Uncle Richard to ask me to do this.
但是我信任像既然是神，我相信是神要借着各位让我能够站在这里跟各位分享一点信息。
And I know that God's word has wisdom.
因为我也知道神的话语是值得我们信任的。
It's pure wisdom.
神的话就是那纯洁的智慧。
Following Jesus has a high cost, but an even higher reward.
跟随主是一个有付上很大的代价，但是同时有很大的这个回报。
The standard that Jesus sets is very high.
耶稣要求我们跟随他的标准其实是相当的高。
He says we must be willing even to give up our own life.
他说我们甚至必须要舍下我们的生命来跟从他。
But if we hate our life in this world,
如果我们恨我们在这世上的生命,
then we will keep it for eternal life.
但是我们就可以赚得永生的生命。
Truly, it has a greater reward.
所以实在是跟从他有一个更大的赏赐。
Nevertheless, sometimes we do not live up to the standard that Jesus sets.
但经常我们感觉是我们没有办法能够达到他要求我们这些标准。
We fail sometimes.
我们常常会失败。
What next?
那失败之后怎么办呢?
Are we disqualified?
难道我们就因此不够资格去跟随他吗?
Is there any hope left?
那还有我们还有希望吗？
These are important questions.
这些都是很重要的问题。
Because we fail a lot.
因为我们经常的会失败。
It's easy to fail when the standard is very high.
当这个标准很高的时候，我们更加容易发现我们常常失败。
In the Bible, we find that the disciples also failed sometimes.
在圣经里面，我们也一样看见这些门徒们常常的失败。
Peter, their leader, had failed.
他们的带头人彼得，他自己也很失常常失败。
Shortly before Jesus was crucified,
在耶稣被钉十字架之前
，He told his disciples that you will all fall away.
他告诉他的门徒说，你们都会离我而去。
And Peter said, I will not fall away.
但是彼得就坚持说，我不会离弃你。
Even if all fall away, I will follow you.
即使众人都抛弃你，我仍然不会舍弃你。
I will lay down my life for you.
我要为你舍下我的性命。
He meant well.
他的用意是很好的。
He was sincere.
他也非常的诚心
But he was wrong.
但他却错了
And Jesus told him that.
而且耶稣就 很直接地告诉他
Jesus said, you will deny me three times before the rooster crows.
耶稣说的在鸡叫三次之前 你要否认我
And Jesus was right.
耶稣其实是对的
That's exactly what happened.
那正是按照这样他所说的发生了
Peter failed.
彼得失败了
He failed miserably.
他非常严重的失败了。
Sometimes we do too.
我们也一样的会常常这样的失败。
The good news is that was not the end for Peter.
但是好消息却是说，这并不是彼得最后的结局啊。
Please open your Bibles to John chapter 21, which we'll look at just briefly.
我们请看，打开到约翰福音第二十一章。
Peter has already denied Jesus.
在这个地方彼得已经否认了耶稣。
Jesus has already died and resurrected from the dead.
耶稣已经死了是死后复活了。
And he has appeared to his disciples.
他向在这时候向他的门徒显现。
And he's going to appear to his disciples again.
然后他向他在这个地方他向门徒再一次的显现。
In verse 2, it says that Peter and six other disciples went fishing.
在第二节这里讲到说彼得跟 另外六个这个门徒一起去打鱼去了。
There's only 12 disciples, and one of them is gone, and the other, and seven of them are fishing.
那么在总共是耶稣跟随耶稣的十二个门徒里面现在有七个人去打鱼去了。
This is what they used to do.
这是他们过去所做的事情啊。
It's as if they lack a sense of purpose.
在这个时候感觉上好像他们失去了人生的目标了。
And so they go back to what they're familiar with.
他们就只能回去做他们过去所熟悉的事情。
But it's a failure.
但对他们来说，这是一个失败的经验。
In verse 3, it says they fished all night, but they caught nothing.
因为第三节里面说到说他们整夜的打鱼却没有打到什么。
It only adds to the sense of failure.
这个没有收获，只能增加了他们心中这种失败的挫折感。
They had already run away.
他们已经等于说是逃离了耶稣。
Peter had denied Jesus three times.
耶稣已经否认了耶稣三次，彼得已经否认耶稣三次。
And now he led an unsuccessful group fishing trip.
那么现在他又带了门徒去打鱼，却一无所获。
How would Jesus respond?
那么在这个时候，耶稣怎么回应他们呢
？He prepares some breakfast.
他却为他们准备了早餐。
That is what happens in the following verses.
在以下的经文里面，我们看见耶稣。为他们所做的事情。
He tells them, even before that, that where they can cast their nets so that they can find the fish.
在这个他们吃早餐之前，耶稣还甚至告诉他们去哪里下网才可以抓得到鱼。
No matter where they would run, Jesus is still in control of their life.
虽然说他们也想要逃避，但是耶稣仍然在这个时候掌管他们的生命。
They cannot rely on the familiar.
他们不能够仍然去继续去依靠他们过去所熟悉的东西。
They still can't rely on themselves even for fishing.
他们甚至不能够依赖他们自己，即使是他们是职业性打鱼的人，都不能够依赖自己。
But they must recognize the sovereignty of Jesus.
但他们在这个时候必须要再一次的认清楚耶稣的主权。
But Jesus shows them this kindness in serving them.
但耶稣在这个时候向他们展现了他的恩慈来服侍他们。
In verses 7 through 14, he serves them this breakfast.
从第七节到第十四节记载了耶稣就是为他们预备了早餐。
What an act of mercy, kindness, and grace.
这真的是耶稣基督所表达出来的他的恩典他的温柔跟他慈爱。
He didn't scold them.
他并没有责备他们。
He didn't, he could have said many things.
他可以向他们说很多不同的事情。
But he shows them patience.
但是他却在他面前，在他的门徒面前展现了他的忍耐。
These are true disciples.
这些真是他的门徒。
But they were weak.
但是他们却很软弱。
Sometimes that's us.
但这个常常就是我们的写照。
They were unaware of their weakness.
他们并不是明白，他们并不明白他们自己的软弱。
Jesus continues to show this kindness to Peter.
那么耶稣也继续的向彼得来显明他的恩慈。
Skip down to verse 15 through 17.
我们看15到第17节。
Three times Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?"
三次的耶稣问彼得，你爱我吗？
He's giving him a chance.
耶稣是给彼得一个机会。
Peter is humbled now.
那彼得在这个时候已经心中已经开始谦卑下来。
In the first question, Jesus asks, "Do you truly love me more than these?"
第一个问题是说，你知道你爱我比这些更深吗？
Commentators believe that this is a reference to the other disciples.
那么很多的圣经解经家都说，这个是说到彼得爱其他的门徒多过爱耶稣吗？
But Peter will not compare himself to others anymore.
但是彼得他在这时候不再用他自己跟其他的门徒来相比较了。
He simply says, "You know that I love you."
他就简单的说，你知道我爱你。
He appeals to Jesus's knowledge.
他相信耶稣知道他的心。
Jesus also recommissions Peter.
那么在这个之后，耶稣也从再一次的恩召这个彼得。
Peter is fishing.
彼得是一个渔夫，打鱼的。
But Jesus tells him, "Feed my lambs."
但是耶稣在这个时候却叫他去喂养他的羊。
Take care of my sheep.
去喂养他的，去照顾他的羊群。
And he gives him, and again, "Feed my sheep." In verse 17.
就是第十七节，他再一次讲说是喂养耶稣的羊。
His purpose for Peter did not change.
他在耶稣基督他在彼得身上的这个目的并没有改变。
Peter had failed.
彼得虽然失败了，
But the Lord restored him.
但是主却挽回了他。
Peter also learned.
彼得在这个时候也学习到一个新的功课。
Peter did not get fired.
Peter, 彼得并没有被因此就被给被被放被被耶稣给放弃了。
This is also a grace.
这同时也是耶稣的恩典。
That God's purpose for His disciples doesn't change.
因为神在他的这个门徒的身上的目标跟目的并没有改变。
Even when we fall short,
即使是当我们在有亏欠的时候，他也不没有改变。
What doesn't change is the call to follow Jesus.
那永远不会改变的就是那个我们所领受的恩召去跟随我们的主。
In verses 18 through 22,
从第十八到二十二节这里面
，Jesus tells Peter that in his Later on in his life, Peter will actually die as a martyr for Jesus.
耶稣在这里告诉彼得说，将来在彼得的晚年时候，彼得要以一个殉道的这个方式去死亡。
This is what Peter thought he could do earlier.
这个是彼得他以前他以为自己以为可以做得到的事情。
And Jesus says, "You will really do that."
但彼得这个时候却知道说，他将来真的是会为主来殉道。
And then he tells him in verse 19.
第十九节那里说得很清楚。
He says, "Follow me."
然后跟着就说你跟从我吧。
The way of the cross did not change.
去跟从耶稣基督十字架的道路并没有改变。
Peter had failed it.
彼得虽然失败了。
But the call to follow Jesus on the way to the cross remained the same.
但是那呼召他去跟随耶稣基督直到十字架这个道路并没有改变。
There's a big difference between failing and getting back on the way of the cross.And failing and trying to go some other way.
Well, 我们虽然都会失败，但是有两种不同的区别。一个是在我们往十字架的道路上面失败，或另外一种是我们往十字架道路失败之后呢，我们就抛弃了这条道路。
Let us then persevere on the way of the cross.
我们所需要的是在这个往十字架道路上面去能够坚持。
On this way of following Jesus.
在我们跟随着耶稣基督的道路上面。
That has a great cost.
虽然是有很高的代价，
reward,
但是有更大的报偿。
Amen.
感谢主。
谢谢 Dr. Chen 给我们的分享。
Thank you, Dr. Chen, for your sharing.
虽然他说不要称他是 Doctor, 但是我不知道用什么的 title.
So even though he said don't call him Doctor, but I really don't know what other title to refer him to.
刚才他站上来讲的时候，我就 time 他了。
Well, I was timing his message.
11 minutes.
11 minutes to be exact.
你可以 time 我。
And you can time me likewise.
我听钟牧师说，我这里分享不是把过去两天的内容做一个总结。
I was told that I don't have to be doing a summary of my message in the past 2 days.
我只是做一个灵修的分享。
It's more of a devotional sharing.
所以我就从一个灵修的分享跟弟兄姐妹来分享。
So I will just share with you from the kind of a devotional aspect.
当然，这个灵修分享也是跟着做门徒有关系的。
Of course, this has something to do with following Christ.
这里有一件很重要的事情。
But then, this is very important issues.
我们今天的门徒很少灵修。
Today's disciple are lacking personal devotion time.
这是一个很严重的问题。
This is a very serious matter.
让我们开启这样的思想啊。
So let us consider this together.
什么是灵修
？What is devotion？
很简单来说，对我的理解了，我的学习了。
Simply to put it according to my understanding，
灵修就是我们每天有一个跟神接触的亲近的机会。
A devotion is simply every day you set aside a time and an opportunity to be with God, to get close to God.
我很喜欢的我们国语或者是普通话说跟上帝接触的这一句话。
And it's just an encounter with God.
这是我从中国大陆的弟兄姐妹那里学来的。
And this is a very common expression in the mainland China Christians. It's an encounter with God.
他们很重视这个跟上帝接触的机会。
They place a lot of importance on this particular idea of encountering with God.
所以我也很希望把这个跟神接触的这个概念放在你的心里面。
So I want to share with you and place perhaps in your heart this idea of an encountering with God.
那么跟神接触其实很简单，有两个方面。
Actually, there's only two very simple aspect, but we can look at from two different angles.
第一是他跟我说话。
The first is God speaking to me.
然后呢是我跟他说话。
And then I speak back to God.
就是好像我跟 Uncle Richard， 我跟他说话，他一定跟我说话。
And just as we are the two of us engaged in conversation，
不然就没有接触了，是不是
？Otherwise there will be no encountering.
可以想象了，如果上帝跟我说话了
，You can imagine if God says something to me.
当然是透过圣经了。
Of course through the Bible.
我的意思真的是，上帝跟我说话是透过圣经的。
And I have to stress this, when God speaks to us, He speaks to us through the Bible.
因为圣经就是上帝的话。
Because the Bible is the Word of God.
好了，上帝跟我说话，然后呢，他等我跟他说话。
And so after God spoke to me, and He is in a sense of waiting for me to respond back to Him.
那我怎么跟他说话呢？
Then how do I respond to Him?
我跟他说话就是我们今天所讲的，我向他祷告了。
And this is our way of saying that through prayer we speak back to him.
那这个两个方面就是我们今天很缺乏的。
But then these aspects are something that are profoundly lacking.
如果我们进到这个营会了，我们要学习跟随主，这个一定要学得好了。
So if we want to have a special retreat to learn about following Christ, we need to learn these two fundamental skills.
请你想象。Uncle Richard 明天打电话给我。
Just imagine that Uncle Richard is going to call me tomorrow.
那么他说，洪牧师，我希望跟你一起吃饭，这个、下个礼拜天。
And he said, Reverend Fan, I'd like to set an appointment to have lunch with you next week.
那么我一定要回答他的，是不是
？Then I have to respond, right?
我不能够。在电话的这边，我不出声的。
I cannot remain silent on the other end of the telephone, right?
最低限度，我要问一句，就是谁请的。
Well, at least I should ask who's going to foot the bill.
对不对？所以就是对话了。
And so that's a conversation, right?
所以这个很重要。
It's an important aspect.
那么圣经。 第一，我今天要讲的是上帝跟我说话。
And so the first thing is through the Bible, God speaks to me.
那前几天呢，我读到一段的经文是创世纪的第四章。
And I'd like to share with you from Genesis chapter 4.
第一到第七节。
Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 7.
我请, 余牧师读,好吧? 1到7节。
Okay, I'll read it in English. Genesis 4, verses 1 through 7. Adam lay with his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, "With the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man." Later, she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now Abel kept flocks, and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. But Abel brought the fat portion from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it."
好，我先分享，在我过去那么多年呢，我的灵修的一个学习。
I want to share with you my personal devotion experience in the past years.
就是呢，上帝对我们说话了有三个不同的层次。
Well, there are three different levels through which God speaks to us.
第一，上帝让我透过圣经让我知道关于他的一些事情。
The first level is that through the Bible, God tells me something about Himself.
好像关于上帝的圣洁呢,
for instance, about His holiness,
公义呢,
His righteousness,
喜爱呢,
His love,
他的拯救呢,
His salvation,
他的应许呢,
His promises.
那么这个我们都要学习的,
all of these are things we need to learn about Him.
我们每一次灵修的时候就是要学习上帝关于这些事情告诉我什么呢?
And so every time when we do the devotion, we need to learn something like this, something about God. So if we do it every day, then we will gain a deeper and better knowledge of who God is. So this is the first level. The second level is,
当上帝对我讲话了之后呢，他有改变的我们的一些的态度。
And that is when God speaks to us, He has the intentions to change us.
他就是好像说，他讲了一些话，他要我怎么样回应呢？
And that is to say that with the words that He said to us, He wants us to in a sense respond to react to it.
等一下，我一两句就是分享这个方面。
And then I will focus more on this part.
那第三个层次的是什么呢？
And the third level,
就是要改变我们的一些行动，
is to change our behavior.
好像在二十几年前神对我说话，
just like 20 years ago God spoke to me，
所以我就把我本来的那个工作的方向就放下了。
And so I left my former work，
所以我就进到神学院里面进修。
I went into the seminary to study，
后来成为一个传道人。
And later on became a minister，
所以这个是第三个层次，要改变我的一些行为一些方向。
And so the third level then is God wants to change the direction of my life, change my lifestyle or my behavior. All these three levels are important. And without a good grasp on the first level, then we won't be able to have a good handle on the second and the third levels.
跟大家这样分享，希望给你一些鼓励。
So I'd like to share this to encourage you.
好，很简单，今天的主要的信息就是讲上帝对我的态度的改变。
And so first, the message for today is that how God changed my attitude.
那一次我读这个经文的时候，
When I read this passage,
我很深的，我的意念里面很深的，我感觉上帝问我一个很简单的问题。
I had this very deep perception that God was asking me one question.
他问我，你要做该人还是要做亚伯？
He asked me which one would it be? Would you want to be Cain or you want to be Abel?
你要做哪一个人？
Which one would it be?
那他们两个人都向了上帝献祭。
Both of them offer sacrifices to God.
啊，但是其中有一个人没有蒙上帝的悦纳。
But one of them did not receive favor from God.
后来更显明了他发怒。
And more obviously, we see that he became angry.
我们更明白为什么上帝不接纳他了。
And therefore, we understand why God did not look with favor on him in the first place.
然后呢，我们看我就看见上帝悦纳亚伯的祭。
And then I realized that God looked with favor on Abel's sacrifice.
所以上帝问我这个问题。
So God asked me this one question.
你以后要做哪一个人？
Which ones would you like to be in your life?
你要把什么献给他？
What would you like to offer to God?
你以后的一生你要怎样走？
How are you going to walk the rest of your life?
这个信息对我来说是很震撼的。
And so that is a tremendous message to me.
我希望在这个方面好好的学习怎样走。
And I still want to continue to learn how to walk properly in this particular lesson.
其实另外一方面呢，关于这个经文呢，也告诉我们一件关于上帝的事实。
And in this passage, we also learn something about God.
就是上帝让我们看见人类的历史里面有两种的人。
And so it is here God tells us that in human history there are two kinds of people.
一种是以该人为代表的。
One kind of people is represented by Cain.
一种是以亚伯代表的。
Another represented by Abel.
其实创世纪就讲到这两种的人。
So Genesis is talking about these two types of people.
所以在亚伯以后呢，有另外一人。
And so after Abel, there is another one comes.
就是以诺。
And that's Enoch.
他是与神同行的。
And so he walked with God.
创世纪就有这两条的这个路线。
And so we see these two tracks from the beginning, from Genesis.
在人类历史以后，在亚当以后有两种的人。
And so after Adam, there are two tracks of people.Two kind of a two paths for men to walk on.
就可以用该人与亚伯来代表。
And each can be represented by Cain or Abel.
那么上帝问我你要做哪种人？
God was asking me which one will you be?
Yeah, 我希望也可以成为你的一个的问题。
And I pray that will also become a question that you are asked today.
好，谢谢。我用了11 minutes.
I used also 11 minutes to be precise. Okay, so, Shalan, do you have another song for us? No? Okay. Ming, you want to come out here with your worship set? That's okay. Well, I'd like to thank both Reverend Fung and Dr. Chang for sharing this message to encourage us, encourage our hearts. And 谢谢冯牧师跟这个Dr. Chang, 谢谢他们在这里用短短的信息来鼓励我们的心。那么我们今天呢，最后我有一点点，在我们走之前有一点点的报告哈。首先说我们在这里三天下来，我们每天每一餐在这里。吃饭的时候有很多不同的这些学生这些本地的人在这里服侍我们，那么我们也想为了表达一下我们的这个基督徒的这个感谢的心，我们也希望说能够给他们一点点的这个回报，一点点的这个礼物，所以我们在这个时候呢就会收一个奉献，这个奉献那么我们所收到的钱呢就会当成的一个给这些服侍我们的这些人的一些感谢吧，好不好？So we all know that many people served very hard, very diligently in the dining hall in these past few days. And then at this moment, we are going to do a collection, a free will collection, for whatever we collected, and we will use it as a gratuity for those people who served us, just to show our appreciation for them. And it's a demonstration of our Christian generosity as well. Okay? So, Aaron, where is the... Oh, okay. So, we'll just pass those along the aisle. Okay? Just pass down row by row and then bring it up here. Okay, for those who already put it in the back in the dining hall, you know, you don't have to do it now. Okay. It's all free will offering, so it's up to you. Now, before we leave here, one other thing. I do want to say, earlier this day when I was thinking about this retreat, my heart was just full of gratitude. So even in my prayer, it's all around, centered around God's good gift to us in this retreat. There are so many people I'd like to thank, and we ought to recognize and to thank them. In order for us to really sit back and relax and to enjoy and to benefit from this whole retreat, there's a lot of other people already put in tremendous work months ahead for the preparation, and then especially the week leading up to this retreat. So many hard works being put into it. So I'd like to at least, first of all, I'd like to just to acknowledge that the organizer. I would like to have the organizer to recognize all the other helpers as well. Okay? So, first of all, again, let's thank our speakers. Okay, Reverend Fong and Dr. Chan. All right? And also, our speaker to the young people, the high school and junior high, David Nguyen. Thank you. Okay, and then next, I want to introduce the organizer of this retreat. 下面我想请我们 这一次来组织我们这一预备这个退休会的几位主要的负责人，然后请他们来再给我们介绍其他帮手的，好不好？我们第一个就是我们执事会里面负责这一次退休会的，就是我们的朱熹弟兄 Aaron Chu. Brother Aaron Chu is the deacon in charge of this special retreat. And I have to tell you that the kind of hard work he himself and his wife Karen put in is beyond your imagination, okay? I was told that in order for him to be here this weekend, he has to work 48 hours straight at his work and only slept for 2 or 3 hours so that he can be here. Okay, so that tells you the kind of a dedication he has. Not to elevate him in any particular way, but then we really need to really appreciate, you know, the kind of efforts that our brothers and sisters are putting into to make this an enjoyable, beneficial opportunity to learn for us. Okay, and then in addition to Aaron, we also have Kevin Baba and Florence Low. These two are the main organizer. Okay. Kevin, Baba, and Florence, okay. Kevin, Baba 弟兄跟方佩姐妹也是他们这次主要的负责人，所以我下面呢，我就想让朱熹弟兄来跟我们介绍一下其他的一起参与帮助的这弟兄姐妹们，好吗？好吧。 So, okay, I will let Brother Aaron choose to introduce other people who are involved in getting this retreat together.
Hi, everyone. Well, it was a long 3.5 months to coordinate this retreat. It wasn't easy, but we did it. Thank you. But I cannot take all the credit myself because my team, I can never done it. So I do want to thank you, Florence, Kevin, Stephanie Chan, Eugenia, and Taryn, who still working outside to help us to final the bills. I want to thank all these people. Thank you so much. We did a wonderful job. And I hope, you know, in the future we can work together again. And I do want to say to everyone at this time, this is probably our last time here at Mission Spring, because we have been looking for a new campsite in the past, I would say, about 2 months, and we finally found one. And the new campsite is about 15 minutes from here. Is it better? And is it cheaper? And I went to the campsite last couple of days with Brother Ernie, and yesterday we went with Pastor Bernie and other folks. And we basically, we already decided this is for us. And it's a great campus. If you're interested to look at the website, the campsite is called Redwood Christian Park. Okay, they have a lot of photos on Facebook. Just go look for it, okay? And that will give you a lot of details. And that campsite is about 7 acres, so it's quite large. If you have time, just check it out. And again, I do want to thank church giving me this opportunity to serve our Lord and to serve our brothers and sisters. Thank you.
最后是一点事情，如果这次retreat，这次退休会，在我的心目中留下的印象，除了我们的很好的信息跟弟兄姐妹之间的交通之外呢，就是我第一次参加全天候供应临时的退休会。I would have to say that the thing that impressed me the most, in addition to all the wonderful messages and then the fellowship, is the all-day snack. All right, let us receive the benediction together. Shall we all stand up together? 我们一起来领受祝福。让我们离开这里的时候，心中带着一个更新的意愿，来紧紧地跟随我们的主。也让我们心中有主与我们常常同在的确据，借着他的圣灵赐给我们力量。 让我们常常在我们的救恩中的喜乐中来跟从他，服侍他，愿我们的主得到一切的荣耀。 Let us leave this place with a renewed conviction and resolution to follow our Lord closely, and with the assurance of His constant abiding presence in our lives through the enabling, empowering Holy Spirit, so that we may live a life worthy of the calling, that He may receive all the glory. Amen. 我们今天早上这个聚会就到这里结束，我们继续我们下面的这个各样的这个 program. So you are dismissed from here, and so we'll continue our program.